Channel 8, number one, and you're part of it. Total H Tulsa, with Bob Hauer, Barbara Allen, Chris Lincoln, and Don Woods. The most complete, up-to-the-minute news in the Southwest.
At the top of the news tonight, more evidence supporting allegations of a slush fund at OSU.
And a three-alarm fire in Oklahoma City. Good evening, I'm Phyllis Watson. Barbara Allen's on vacation.
Good evening, and thank you very much for joining us. The Oklahoma State Football Slush Fund, recently revealed by a Tulsa businessman, has been confirmed by three other men who claim to be former members of the club. With more on that, here's Chris Lincoln.
Thank you, Bob. The Big 8 Conference has now informed Oklahoma State University President Lawrence L. Boger that the NCAA and the Big 8 Conference will be conducting investigations of various allegations in the very near future. Those allegations are of a secret slush fund that paid cash to players and some of the players' families. The man who made this fund public is Tulsa businessman and a long-time Oklahoma State University supporter, Jim Treat, and a very difficult decision for him. We certainly appreciate the fact Jim Treat came up here tonight and talked about how he feels now the allegations have been substantiated.
Enhances our chance to start something instructive at Oklahoma State again. We had the program on the upswing, and all the other departments, all the other sports are certainly on the upswing. So now I feel like that our football program can again regain its national prominence as it once had.
Jim, how could something like this happen to this degree? Payoffs to athletes, payoff to athletes' families, all these alleged, now apparently even athletes coming forward now saying, yes, I did receive money. How can something like this happen to a program like Oklahoma State?
I think it's just a matter of starting off small and working into a degree of enormity, as, you know, it's kind of like people start anything small, and first thing you know, it is completely out of hand.
A lot of people would ask, how could Jim Treat do it? One of the best-known OSU boosters, the one who's gotten in trouble with the Big 8 Conference and NCAA for being such a good backer.
I certainly would expect that question a great many times. The first thing I want to tell you is that my first support is to Oklahoma State University. And if I felt that what I am doing would be detrimental to that school in any manner, I wouldn't even consider it. But I know, as we all know, and you know, Chris, that before you can stop a ship sinking, that you have to plug the holes and start getting the trash out of it, okay? And that's exactly what we're doing.
Jim Treat, with a very tough decision for him. He thinks it's the right decision. We'll have to see, as again, allegations have been substantiated today by Mr. Treat. And in fact, some of the OSU players have now come forward and said, yes, we did receive payments from the university's football slush fund. And the controversy continues at Oklahoma State. We'll have more on it later. Now, news with Phyllis.
A three-alarm fire hit the Mattress Factory outlet in Midwest City this afternoon. Several firemen were overcome with smoke. A report from Linda Cavanaugh.
Flames had engulfed most of the building when the first alarm was sounded. Midwest City units were the first to respond, but while still over a mile from the fire, they could see the bright orange flames and smoke pouring from the structure. They sounded additional alarms, and units from Tinker, Nakoma Park, Spencer, and Oklahoma City rushed to the scene. But their efforts were hampered by what Midwest City fire officials call inadequate water supplies in the area. Unable to hook up to the existing water lines for all the water they needed, the departments were forced to rely on their tankers for water to fight the blaze. Officials said just as they thought they might have the fire in hand, their tankers ran short of water. More units responded from around Midwest City, and the firemen began the battle all over again. Three firemen were overcome by smoke and the blaze. Two were taken to nearby hospitals, but later released. Fire inspectors are still on the scene trying to determine the cause of the blaze. Initial damage estimates put the loss at close to $200,000.
Also in the news, defense attorneys for Jean Leroy Hart are busy preparing their case for the accused Girl Scout slayer.
The outlook for the Northeast Oklahoma summer water supply. I'm Stan Hopkins.
Officials at Tulsa's Gilcrease Museum are looking for 63 pieces of missing art. I'm Christopher Lewis.
And historic happenings today at the Fort Gibson Stockade.
Total 8 Tulsa is brought to you tonight by Gray's Jewelers and by Phoenix Federal Savings.
You bought your wife a CB for her birthday?
Sure.
I suppose for Christmas you got her a dishwasher.
Nah, she does it right by herself.
Why don't you get her a diamond?
A diamond? Those things are expensive. Hey, I don't know anything about diamonds.
Harry, a diamond watch like I bought at Grace for Ellen doesn't cost any more than a silly CB.
Well, I suppose a diamond would make her awfully happy.
Yeah. And I'll just keep the CB for myself.
Gray's Jewelers, solving love's little problems with diamonds.
Sunshine, it's a part of your life, just like the rain. It's a part of living one time to get the most out of life. So let a good friend help you along. Make being a federal savings a part of your life. Why don't you make being a federal savings a part of your life?
Sure, $44.50 will buy a new Grand Prix at Premier Pontiac. But look what you can get for just $54.91. Automatic transmission, factory air, radio, power steering, and power brakes, plus steel-belted radial tires. And the price? Just $54.91. Deal with the dealer that volume prices their cars, not one that strips them down. Premier Pontiac. Premier Pontiac, where volume makes it happen, just west of Lewis on 11th.
Your Honor, could you have the court reporter read back that last testimony?
Base salaries for beginning court reporters in Oklahoma can be as high as $14,000 a year. In less than half the time it takes to earn a college degree, you could learn to be a highly paid court reporter at Brown Mackey College, Tulsa Branch. Career opportunities are limitless, from local courts to the United Nations or the State Department in foreign countries. Find out more about the exciting possibilities for court reporters. Call 918-584-7972. Brown Mackey College, Tulsa.
The preliminary hearing for Gene Leroy Hart, the man accused of killing three Girl Scouts, will resume tomorrow in Pryor. Today, defense attorneys were busy preparing their case, as Mike Rosenthal reports.
The courthouse lawn is deserted. Gone are the hundreds of spectators and newsmen. The first half of the Girl Scout murder hearing for Gene Leroy Hart is over. Hart's attorneys have retreated to a secluded house some 30 miles from Pryor to prepare the second half of the hearing. They do not want the location of their temporary office disclosed. Attorney Gary Pitchlin spent part of the day reviewing scientific books on hair analysis. Presumably, the major task of the defense will be to rebut hair analysis testimony, which tentatively linked Hart to the murder scene. Pitchlin's partner, Garvin Isaac, spent much of the day in other places, talking to possible witnesses. As his attorneys worked, Hart sat in jail. His story has never been told anywhere, and while Hart may never get on the witness stand, his version of where he was 1 year ago this week may be brought out in court.
An Oklahoma City newspaper has quoted an 18-year-old Locust Grove man as saying that he has threatened with felony charges unless he would aid prosecutors in placing Gene Leroy Hart at the death scene of the three Girl Scouts last summer. The newspaper, the Daily Oklahoman, says that Johnny Fleming claims that he was harassed by authorities because his best friend, Thurman Johnson, is Hart's half-brother. Phyllis?
Some areas of northeast Oklahoma could have a shortage of water again this summer. Stan Hopkins has a report on the problem and how the Corps of Engineers is making a study to identify shortage areas.
Lake Oolagaw holds millions and millions of gallons of water. Water which Tulsa uses to the rate of 20 million gallons a day. Combined with 60 million gallons from Lake Spavinaw, Tulsa shares its supply with a total of five communities, and other surrounding towns are online for emergency use. Even though the supplies are abundant, at least for now, many areas of northeastern Oklahoma can expect shortages again this summer. Most of the problems lie within the distribution systems, many of which are inadequate and cannot pump sufficient supplies of water.
Broken Arrow's new water treatment plant and pump station, pumping water from the Verdigris River. This facility was not in operation last summer when this area experienced a shortage of water. But with the new lines, this station promises to pump more than enough water this summer, no matter how dry it might become.
But even though supplies in and around Broken Arrow will be better this summer, city officials say it's not too early to start planning improvements.
Present bond issue work that is being completed now is designed to take care of the city and our present population growth, but our expansion, the growth rate of the city seems to indicate that we will be in need of additional water in about two or three more years.
The Corps of Engineers is currently studying the water problems of the Tulsa area, and the results are sure to point to shortage areas that can expect more dry spells this summer. For Total 8 Tulsa, this is Stan Hopkins reporting.
Well, today the U.S. Supreme Court handed down its decision in the case of the Snail Darter versus the Tellico Dam and Reservoir in Tennessee. The dam is a $166 million project, now 80% completed. The Snail Darter is a 3-inch long fish. Tim O'Brien has the story.
The case pitted this rare little fish called the Snail Darter against this multi-million dollar Tellico Dam, and the Snail Darter won. Environmentalists argue that because the dam would destroy the last known habitat of the snail darter, the project violated the Endangered Species Act and must be stopped, no matter that more than $100 million had already been spent on it. Today, in what may be the Supreme Court's strongest endorsement yet for environmental protection, the snail darter prevailed. Chief Justice Berger, writing for the court, concluded, "It was the plain intent of Congress to save endangered species, whatever the cost." The majority opinion drew a biting dissent from Justices Powell and Blackmun, who warned important projects might now be stopped to save such creatures as water spiders and cockroaches. "I cannot believe," wrote Justice Powell, "that Congress could have intended this absurd result."
Oklahomans opposed to the proposed Lakfada Dam to be built on the Glover River say that they're elated about today's Supreme Court ruling. Next, the mystery of the missing ark.
And a historic celebration at Fort Gibson in a moment.
This is the slack, and this is the sale. 30% off the JCPenney slack in solid or plaids. What a gift for Father's Day. This is the slack of woven polyester with shirt ripper band roll waist and flared bottoms. Now, at your local JCPenney store.
This is JCPenney.
Swinson Chevrolet wants to send you and your family to...
Six Flags Shockwave, running wild now in your imagination.
If you buy any new 78 Chevrolet, Swinson's will give you and your family of four a day at Six Flags and a night at the DuPont Plaza Hotel. So take advantage of Swinson's vacation offer and low, low prices. Buy any new 78 Chevrolet today and drive to your imagination with your family of four, not the neighborhood.
For a great meal at a special price this weekend, come to Sirloin Stockade. The steak and sausage kebab meal. Juicy steak, crisp vegetables, hearty sausage, broiled and tender on a kebab, served with fries or steaming baked potato and Stockade toast. The steak and sausage kebab meal. Weekend special price only $2.99 at Sirloin Stockade.
Oh, I thought it sounded kind of corny. Cottonelle, you know, cottony soft. But it really is soft.
We're asking Cottonelle users why they prefer Cottonelle bathroom tissue.
It is soft. It's very soft. It's cottony soft.
I say that Cottonelle is soft like cotton.
It is really soft.
Really.
It's soft. It feels like cotton, and I like using it.
Cottonelle bathroom tissue. Of course it isn't cotton, but it is cottony soft.
You have to use it to really know.
63 works of art that are supposed to be in the Gilcrease Museum collection are not there, and a survey of the famous art collection contains what may be called 63 question marks. Christopher Lewis has more.
These are just some of the more than 6,000 objects of art in the Gilcrease collection here in Tulsa. Over the past few years, curators have been cataloging the collection, and in a report to the trustees yesterday came up short on 63 pieces they could not locate. Director Dick Best says that there is no need for alarm, however. He is not convinced that anything is missing from the collection. Officials will just have to go back over 20 years of museum files to make sure, but Best feels that the missing items are not art objects at all, but mistakes in logging or double cataloging. For Total 8 Tulsa, Christopher Lewis reporting.
What do remnants of World War I battles and old Model Ts have in common? Well, Jacqueline Scott discovered bits of both at historic Fort Gibson Stockade this afternoon.
No, World War I hasn't come back to Oklahoma.
But it looked like it very well could have today at Fort Gibson. The U.S. Army Field Artillery half section from Fort Sill was in town as part of Fort Gibson Historical Appreciation Day and in honor of the National Model T Club.
The Model T Club is winding its way through the country this week. Today, its members found themselves at Fort Gibson just in time for an action-packed glimpse at the past. The U.S. Army Field Artillery half section has been called one of the Army's most unique artillery units. It's an authentic example of the horse-drawn artillery common in the military during the years surrounding World War I. It's the only outfit of its kind in the Army, and it appears in response to civilian invitations. During the World War I era, a full artillery section consisted of a six-horse team pulling a cannon and another team hitched to a caisson, which served as an ammunition carrier. Fort Sill's unit is called a half section because it does not include the caisson or the additional horses. The half section and the cars weren't all that brought the past back again today. The ringing of shots from a musket brought back the ghosts of memories of the fort's active days. If you listen closely enough, you could almost hear the shots that were fired in those days so long ago. For Total 8 Tulsa, watching the past come alive at Fort Gibson, this is Jacqueline Scott reporting.
The 10th anniversary presentation of The Trail of Tears begins Saturday night at Shawlagie Theater in Tahlequah. Dr. Kermit Hunter's play depicts the plight of the Cherokees who were forced from their homes in the fall and winter weather 140 years ago. 16,000 started the journey, which took the lives of over 4,000. The Trail of Tears is a tapestry of drama, pageantry, and dance, weaving the story of a proud people torn from an ancestral homeland. An integral part of the drama is the dance. And today, the dancers were hard at work, perfecting their roles in the historical chronology of the Oklahoma Cherokee. Always an outstanding performance, The Trail of Tears opens Saturday night at Shawlagie.
And apparently they'll have good weather for that, right, Don?
Great weather, good summer weather, and a great weather to get out and see things like Shawlagie.
Tell us about it.
Okay, it's going to be hot, Bob. I'm afraid so. We're going to get up into the middle 90s this week, but then this is the time of year to expect that. We knew it'd come sooner or later, and it is here. Temperature today in Tulsa was 92 degrees. That front on the map, the satellite, will not come in. It's going to die out in Nebraska before it gets here. And on the national weather map, we're left in a great big pocket of warm air. It's going to stay warm in eastern Oklahoma and all the central plains right on through the weekend. This is the area that expects a continuation of warm weather and no rain. In the state of Oklahoma, 92 was the high in Tulsa, 69 the low, 89 at Muskogee, McAllister 87, 89 at Fort Smith, 86 at Fayetteville, Joplin 89, 91 at Bartlesville, 94 at Ponca City, 90 at Oklahoma City. And the flying weather tomorrow, because of this fair hot weather, VFR, the pollen count today 12, the air pollution index 85, and we've had hot southerly winds 40 miles an hour, and hot weather today. A look at the AccuWeather radar shows nothing on it, no bad weather at all. And so we have said that we're just not seeing anything nor expecting anything. Now, gusty tonight goes to Jimmy Horton of Jennings. And it looks like he's going to get him a hot weather gusty. The little guy is really suffering because the temperature and the humidity is up high enough to cause a little person to suffer. This is warm weather. We're going to have very warm weather, and it's going to stay with us for a week. That's what you and I are going to feel like in the next day or two. It's fair now. Temperature is 83. The humidity 65. Wind south-southeast 13 to 18. Pressure 29.96 and steady. And we've had no rain today for the month. 141 normal is 469. Sunrise at 6.06 and sunset at 8.43. Tonight, clear, warm, and sticky. Wind south 12 to 25, 70 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, hot, humid. Wind south-southwest 15 to 30, 94 for a high. Friday night, warm and muggy, 72. Saturday, chance of afternoon thundershowers. Slight chance, 90 degrees. Sunday, partly sunny, 88. And Monday, the same, partly sunny and 88. A typical summer week and a nice, warm weekend in store for us.
Thank you, Don. Sports is next.
With Chris Lincoln coming up.
Strikes like this don't start at the shore. They start at the Okie Bug store. Because when it comes to successful fishing, it's the guy who has the right tackle and the right lure who comes out on top. You'll get the best in lures, tackle, and other fishing needs at Okiebug, 35th and Sheridan. Start your next fishing trip with a stop at Okiebug in Tulsa.
Your family to a casserole filled with inflation fighter savings from Safeway. Start out with tender townhouse noodles. 16-ounce package of wide or medium noodles, just 59 cents. Save 10 cents. Add regular ground beef, only 98 cents a pound. Save 20 cents a pound. Or tender Sea Trader light chunk tuna. 6.5-ounce cans, just 59 cents. Save 10 cents. Inflation fighter prices good through Saturday at Safeway.
You can own your new car more easily than you might think. You can own a Brown Prix or Cutlass for as little as $136.24 a month from Prestige Vols Pontiac in Sepulveda. They have a large selection all ready to drive home. At Prestige, they're ready to deal with generous trade-ins on your old car and financing easily arranged. And visit Van Village at Prestige for the largest selection of custom vans in Oklahoma. Drive a little, save a lot at Prestige Vols Pontiac. 5 minutes west of the Turner Turnpike Gate on Highway 66 North in Sepulpa.
Well, the Roughnecks like it at home, don't they?
Oh, they do. I tell you, they got back on it again tonight, Bob. The Tulsa Roughnecks looking for some offense and for revenge against Rochester in the North American Soccer League, and they got both here tonight. Tulsa came back to win 3-2 after blowing a 2-0 lead in the first half. Here are the Roughnecks' goals. The first came just 2:40 into the match. Petar Nikosic, a corner kick, and Billy Kasky heads it in. We'll see a replay and watch Billy Kasky, number 12, standing right on the goal box as he gets the corner kick in from Petar Nikosic. 1-0, the Tulsa Roughnecks. Coming in now, watch this, Alex Kacharik gets it in, and it comes right to Brian Smith. Watch him dribble right through the Rochester defense and score to the far post. A brilliant goal by young Brian Smith. At this point, it is 2-0 Tulsa. But Rochester came back with just two goals within 2 minutes of each other right at the end of the half to make it 2-2. Here is the winner right there. It came off the head of big Bill Sauter, the young American rookie player, and that gave him the victory 3-2 before 9,878 fans tonight. Tulsa 3, Rochester 2. The Roughnecks pick up 9 points and are now just 1 point behind Dallas, second place in the National Division Central Conference. One other final in soccer tonight. Toronto shut out Fort Lauderdale 2-0. The 1978 U.S. Open Golf Championship opened today at Cherry Hills Country Club in Denver, Colorado. ABC will have a special 15-minute highlight show at 10:30 right after this newscast. Hale Irwin is the leader by one shot after the first round with a 2-under-par 69. Only three other golfers broke par today. Andy North, J.C. Steed, and an 18-year-old amateur, Bob Clampett. They're tied for second with 70s. A big group at 71, including Bobby Watkins. Tied with Bobby Watkins at 71, Gary Player, along with Billy Casper, and on a special invitation, Al Geiberger, Dave Stockton, Phil Hancock, and Bill Brask, all tied at 71. It was not a good day for the big names. Jack Nicklaus, a 73. Arnold Palmer struggled to a 76. And it was Johnny Miller and Ben Crenshaw, each with a 78. Tom Watson, a 74. Again, all the highlights on ABC at 10:30. Live coverage Saturday and Sunday at 2, right here on Channel 8. The Oklahoma State Women's Golf Tournament moved through its quarterfinal and semifinals today, and a young Tulsan, 17-year-old Janice Burba, a senior next year at Tulsa Hale, is into the finals against Linda Brown of Bartlesville. The finals in Lawton will be held tomorrow, 36 holes of golf. Janice today shot a 72. She needed just 10 putts over the final 9 holes. The Tulsa Drillers return home tonight, opening up a 5-game homestand against the league-leading Arkansas Travelers, and Tulsa scored its biggest victory of the season over Arkansas. It was Tulsa 10, Arkansas 2. A 7-run third inning opened things up for the Drillers. Blair Stolfer, the second baseman, what a night he had. Blair was 4-for-5, 2 doubles, 4 RBIs, and a stolen base. Dave Rigetti was the winning pitcher, now 3-1, as Tulsa put it on Arkansas 10-2. The Drillers and the Travelers play again tomorrow night at 7:30. The Major League Baseball scoreboard, only 3 games are scheduled in the National League, 6 in the American League. In the National, Montreal over San Diego, San Francisco beat Philadelphia, New York and Los Angeles later tonight. In the American League, Chicago leading Texas 2-1 in the 7th, Kansas City 7 and Detroit 2. It was Boston over Oakland, you see, tonight. Also in baseball action, California defeating Baltimore, breaking their 13-game win streak. Cleveland and Minnesota rained out. That's it for sports tonight. The Roughnecks again win 3-2.
Thanks, Chris. We'll be back in just a moment.
meet the idea people at Commercial Bank and Trust Company of Muskogee. Our commercial loan department is always willing to work with you, expanding your present business, or if you're starting a new venture. We also provide complete banking services, from checking accounts, savings accounts, safe deposit boxes, bank by mail, postage paid, and complete trust services. Commercial Bank and Trust Company of Muskogee, the idea people, member FDIC.
Wrangler jeans, now only $9 a pair at Walmart. Wrangler regular flare leg jeans, now only $9 a pair at Walmart. Wrangler boot flare jeans, now only $9 a pair at Walmart. Wrangler big bell jeans, now only $9 a pair at Walmart. Great fitting, great looking Wrangler jeans, only $9 a pair, now through Saturday at Walmart.
Coming to Walmart, a saving you can see.
Talk about a great trip. Talk about visiting Kansas City with big-time sports, restaurants, museums, unique shopping at Crown Center and the Plaza. And the best great time fun of all.
Talk about great times. Talk about worlds of fun.
It's great shows, great rides, over 150 acres of family fun, including the all-new aerodrome area. Talk about great time fun in a great time town.
Worlds of Fun is now open daily.
Attention shutterbugs. Don't miss the camera fair, June 15th and 16th at Engler Photo Supply in Tulsa. Come in and meet representatives from top camera and photo equipment manufacturers. They'll show you the latest technical advances and answer your photography questions. Get special sale prices all this week at Engler Photo Supply, 1643 South Boston. Now open Saturdays 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with plenty of free parking, including off-street parking.
That abandoned baby that authorities are calling Maybelle is about to be placed in a foster home. And Christopher Lewis has a report now on the foster care program here in Oklahoma and what happens to kids who go there.
When Maybelle is placed in a foster home, it will be a home like this one, perhaps a home like yours. Chances are it will be with a family with other children, and chances are she will stay here only a few months. Very rarely do foster children stay in their temporary homes for more than a year. If the court determines that a child cannot live with its natural parents, then the welfare department will adopt him or her to a worthy family. Carol Claybo is Maybelle's social worker at the welfare department. She says she is very concerned about the little girl.
My feeling is that my main concern is with the welfare of the child. That means that that child's well-being should be put before the parents or the state. However, in most instances, the well-being of the child is best served by being with its natural parents, working those problems out, being with the parents that it should be with.
Those important decisions are made here at the welfare department in Tulsa, at offices where foster children, families, and adoptive parent services are all coordinated.
It may seem complicated and confusing to some, but it's all set up so that those children that must enter Oklahoma's welfare system have a better life because of it. For Toad Lake Tulsa, this is Christopher Lewis reporting.
Total 8 Tulsa was brought to you tonight by Premier Pontiac, Okie Bug, and by Safeway.
Well, that's our news. Join us tomorrow when we report on President Carter's flying to Panama for the Panama Canal Treaties. Thanks for being with us, and good night.
This has been a KTUL-TV news presentation.
Portions pre-recorded.
This is Ingolstadt, Germany, where this car, the Audi 5000, is built. In this town, whether it's making fine silver or making a fine car, people still take pride in their work and believe if you can't do it right, don't do it at all. So anything made in this town is made right. The Audi 5000, the largest German luxury car you can buy for the money. It's made right.
It's a quick trip kind of idea. New Quitten Time light beer. It's the lightest beer you can buy. Only 68 calories and 1.5 grams carbohydrates. We took out everything but that great Quitten Time taste. New QT Light. Don't let it get away from you.
QT Light. The lightest.
We want to help you enjoy living. And if improving your home is one thing that'll help, come talk to us at Phoenix Federal. Our home improvement, home equipping loans are fast and easy. You'll be working on those improvements, sawing, painting, and installing before you know it. Let Phoenix Federal make it easier for you.
Make Phoenix Federal Savings a part of your life.
Star Trek will be seen tonight at 10:45 following the following special.
ABC Sports Exclusives is brought to you by Lincoln Mercury. Nobody has more kinds of cars for more kinds of people. Let's take a look at the leaders at the end of the first 18 holes of the 78 Open. Hale Irwin, the leader by a single shot over Andy North, J.C. Sneed, and amateur Bob Clampett. Then Gary Player trying for that unprecedented Grand Slam. Look at Billy Casper playing very well today. Other leaders? Well, here they are. Dave Stockton, Bobby Watkins, the brother of the current PGA.